Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis. I want to let you know that if you're new to this podcast, we always have some great information for veterans, also for active duty service members, members of the reserves, and their families. Mount Carmel is located on the west side of Colorado Springs at 530 Communication Circle. They're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. VeteransCenter.org. So many great services are provided. Take advantage. Learn about how Mount Carmel may be able to help you. All right, we are going to begin with our first guest today, Liz Foster, case manager with Mount Carmel's Veteran and Family Resources. Liz, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. By the way, I said good morning. If you're listening to this podcast at another part of the day, we are recording this in the morning here in Colorado Springs. Just wanted to go ahead and clarify that. Liz, first of all, I understand you're a veteran. I want to say thank you for your service. What branch did you serve with, and what did you do?
I served in the Air Force for about 6 years, and I was an administrative officer, so I was able to serve in a couple of different capacities, so a variety of jobs.
Oh, outstanding. Again, thank you for your service. Now, what is? How did you come to start working with Mount Carmel?
Well, so I have a little bit of history. I just started working with them full-time as an employee, as a case manager with the supportive services team last November, but prior to that, I was working as a financial coach on a national coaching contract that was sponsored by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And Mount Carmel was one of my local partners. So I worked closely with the supportive services team, providing financial coaching services to their clients. So I've been with them essentially since they opened doors at their location on Communication Circle.
Well, that is terrific, and thank you for all the great work you do and for everything Mount Carmel does. Now, we're going to talk about Quilts of Valor. What are Quilts of Valor, and what is the mission? Please, Liz.
So the Quilts of Valor Foundation, we're a national nonprofit, and what we do is we gift veterans and service members a quilt as a way of thanking them for their service. And the mission of the foundation really is to cover service members and veterans who've been touched by war with a comforting and healing quilt of valor.
Okay. And how does the program work?
Well, essentially, you know, it starts with a lot of very generous quilters mm-hmm. across our nation who make each quilt by hand. Sometimes the quilt, you know, there might be a couple of different people involved in the constructing of the quilt. So that's kind of where it starts. And then folks who know a service member or a veteran will nominate them through the Quilt of Valor website. Mm-hmm. And then we get our local chapters get notified, and then we coordinate an awarding ceremony for the nominee.
That is terrific. Can you give us an idea of how many quilts you've handed out since this program began? Just a rough estimate, or maybe you know the actual number.
Well, let's see. So the foundation started back in 2003, and since then, I believe we have gifted over 250,000 quilts since then.
Wow, you've made a lot of folks very happy, both veterans, active duty, and reservists. That is terrific.
Yes, yeah, it's quite an honor, and it's just a lot of fun to be a part of an organization. You know, it just says thank you, and and our awardees are always it's usually a pretty emotional ceremony when they get their quilt. They really appreciate being and just saying thank you to them. So,
mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
and
it's an honor.
And everyone is personalized for each individual member.
Yes, yeah. So quilts are made and donated, and then we attach a label that has their name on, the awardee's name on it, and the date that they are awarded their quilt. So yeah, they're made.
Okay,
made
terrific.
Individually.
Well, now, how can people donate financially if they'd like to maybe support this wonderful thing, or if maybe someone's got the skills to actually help make a quilt, what do they need to do?
So, to donate financially, they can go to the Quilts of Valor website, which is qovf.org, and there is there's a link on the website where they can donate, and they have the option of being able to donate dollars or actual supplies. We get fabric donations quite often that are just given to us directly. And if someone wants to just donate to the foundation in general, they can do that on their donation. Or if they want to give to our chapter specifically, excuse me, there's a place on the website where they can indicate in their donation that they want it to go to Mount Carmel Quilters. And then that way we have funds that those funds are will be available to us. And we use them for supplies, for buying fabric and batting and shipping quilts. So everything goes back directly toward the making and gifting of quilts.
That is terrific. By the way, you mentioned the website, so let me give the address. That's veteranscenter.org, veteranscenter.org. I've got to find out, Liz, and by the way, we're speaking with Liz Foster, case manager with Mount Carmel Veteran and Family Resources. How are the quilts presented to the recipients? And by the way, is it a surprise?
So sometimes it is a surprise to the awardee. Mm-hmm. Usually, by the time they get there to the ceremony, they know about it. But when I'm coordinating, getting them to the ceremony, at that point, they usually don't know that they've been nominated. So so that's kind of fun. And then as far as giving their quilts, we have regularly scheduled ceremonies at Mount Carmel. So we have a list of names, people who have been nominated. So I'll contact them and try to get them to one of our ceremonies. But if they can't make that, then or one of those ceremonies, then we can always do it at a time and place that will work for the awardee.
Well, wow, I just want to say what a great service to our veterans. Thank you so much for letting the community know about Quilts of Valor and how the Colorado Springs community can nominate a veteran. Now, Liz, you are also a certified financial coach and accredited financial counselor. We understand that April is National Financial Literacy Month. Let's move forward, talk about some fun topics of finances. Why is April National Financial Literacy Month, and then why is it so important?
Well, National Financial Literacy Month was started back in 2004, and really the goal is just to raise awareness about the importance of financial education and the serious consequences that can be a result of a lack of understanding of how to go about managing our personal finances.
Okay, and obviously finances, especially in these tough times that we're in right now, it's very important to have a handle on what's going on. From your experience, Liz, why is getting a handle on one's finances so difficult yet so important?
Well, I think some people just don't know where or how to start. We all hear about, having a budget and following and, having a good plan in place. But if we don't know, where to start, sometimes it just becomes kind of big and overwhelming and stressful. And sometimes we just shut down when we get to that place. I just think it makes a hard place to start.
And Liz, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in on you. I wanted to ask you, due to your expertise and the work that you've been doing for many years, do you feel that veterans' experiences when it comes to finances is different from folks who have never served?
No, not really. From managing the day to day, I really don't think there's any different. we all struggle, you know, at times, and if we don't know how to effectively plan or track and monitor our finances, you know, anyone from any walk of life, that can be a challenge. I think that in my experience, what I've seen, I think some folks, especially those who are veterans who are receiving maybe a retirement income or some kind of disability payment from the VA, you know, because those are our lifetime payments. And I think that sometimes that can give our veterans a false sense of security, you know, just knowing that those funds will always be there month after month. Mm-hmm. And so maybe the importance of saving and having that emergency fund isn't always a part of the plan.
I see.
So that could be a difference, yeah.
Sure, okay. Well, here's the million-dollar question, Liz. How can Mount Carmel help veterans, active duty, and reservists and their families with their finances?
Well, we have a variety of resources. We are going to be kicking off a financial wellness program. We were going to do that in April with some workshops, but you know, because of the current situation and the shutdown on large gatherings, we will be launching those workshops at some point in the summer. We don't have an exact date yet. And so we're going to be focusing on initially just, you know, starting at the beginning and teaching some basic skills and providing some really great tools. So that's going to be one resource that will be coming up. We also have some really great community partners who are helping us provide, well, they're helping us with the workshops, but they're also going to be helping us provide one-on-one financial counseling and coaching for those who maybe want to follow up with some one-on-one help after a workshop or even prior to that, starting to get a handle on things. So, so with our financial wellness program, those are going to be the two main pieces of that program.
All right, Liz, great information. If someone's listening right now and they want to reach out to you, what do they need to do, please?
They can call Mount Carmel at our main number, which is 719-772-7000. And they can ask to, they can schedule an appointment to meet with a financial counselor or a coach, and that would be either myself or one of our partners, if that's what they're looking for right now. If they are in need of some financial assistance right now, because that our supportive services team, that's one of the ways that we can help our veterans and their families. We also have access to other resources, but if they're needing some support that way, they can also call the main number and just ask to make an appointment with our supportive services team, and they'll be assigned a case manager, and we'll have a conversation and see what we can do to help them out.
Terrific, Liz. We appreciate your time. In fact, we're going to bring you back for our last segment in just a few minutes because we've got some other important information about weekly workshops coming up. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Let's move on to our next segment. And I'd like to welcome in Bernard Byers. He's a branch manager in Colorado Springs with Navy Federal Credit Union. Bernard, we appreciate you making some time for us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
It's our pleasure. And I understand your dad did, 22 years in the Army, so you are familiar with the armed forces.
All too well. All too well. My family got to travel around the world, and I got to see Washington State. But we are very well versed in the whole military life, that's for sure.
Well, that's terrific. And Mount Carmel does so many great things for the military and their family, and it is so great to have you a partner with Mount Carmel. In fact, they built a strong committee of experts to create impactful workshops in April to celebrate National Financial Literacy Month. Maybe Federal Credit Union, one of the experts that excited to partner for Mount Carmel. So we're going to talk about that. I'd like to begin by asking you, Bernard, how does Navy Federal Credit Union fit into Mount Carmel's financial wellness program?
Oh, absolutely. So this has been a partnership that's been working for about a year and a half. Trying to get it going for about a year and a half because we have such strong connections. But what we do in the community, Mount Carmel, as you said before, they're just fantastic in what they do for our veterans and their families. And Navy Federal tries to do a lot of the same. So it just felt like a perfect collaboration for the two of our little groups to get together and see what kind of difference we can make in our communities. I mean, it's obviously important with financial education and wellness and all of those things that tie together our families. Families here, especially with military, as you see with Colorado Springs having so many military families, it's just so important for us to collaborate and work on the same things that we're working on that we have been when it comes to just financial presentations, financial education, financial seminars, all of these things. So we're happy to be with them.
This may be particularly important if someone's on active duty and getting ready to transition into the civilian world. And I say that because when you are on active duty, you know, the paycheck's always going to be there month after month after month. Sometimes you go into the civilian world and ups and downs in the economy. We know what's going on right now with coronavirus. It changes things.
Absolutely right. I mean, we see a lot of adversity in our branch, and I know with Mount Carmel, they see a lot of the same. A lot of people just don't know where to go. They have a lot of questions and not a lot of answers. So unfortunately, we're really having to be more of a mentor, more of a guidance resource for a lot of people with these type of questions. There's a lot of uncertainty right now, and you know, we take this responsibility to help these folks in the military. We take it very strongly.
Will all the services be provided at Mount Carmel, Bernard?
100%. So what we're able to do with these financial presentations we'll be doing there is Mount Carmel will allow us to come in and do one-on-one counseling sessions with anybody who has any specific questions. For instance, if we do a financial presentation on, let's say, fraud, and, you know, it's going to go over very general topics, very general terms, but whoever comes in and wants to actually speak to us on a one-on-one basis can actually do so after those meetings or even talk to us in between those. That way we can give the proper resources and the proper guidance for those folks because, you know, everybody has a different situation and everything hits them a different way. So we're hoping we can have these conversations and just be a full-fledged service provider for those folks that need it.
Will some of these services also be offered at Navy Federal branches as well?
100%. We can go over things such as, you know, obviously checking and savings accounts, but we have MSRs, what we call member service representatives, that actually have specific titles that they can talk about. For instance, I have two people who are licensed for business services in my location. We have people who can talk specifically with IRAs, with CDs, with trust accounts. We have people who are specialized in mortgages. We have people who are specialized in insurance and investments. So it can go a whole bunch of different directions, but all these services will 100% be offered there and just ready for anybody who needs them.
By the way, speaking of branches, how many locations do you have in the Colorado Springs area?
So we have three. That's a great question. A lot of people don't ask. But we do have three locations. The one that I am currently working at is on the corner of Powers and Galley on Space Center. We also have two more. One is going to be a little bit more further south. That's in Fountain, right off of Mesa Ridge Parkway. And then we also have one, our newest one here in Colorado Springs, been there for about 2 years. And it's over by UCCS. If you see where all the Trader Joe's and all those wonderful little shops over there by Costco are, it's just right in there.
What are the requirements if someone's listening right now and they want to join Navy Federal Credit Union?
the requirements are actually pretty easy to hit if you are military affiliated.
Okay.
So as long as you're active duty, as long as you are a dependent of someone who was active duty or veteran or retired, then that actually grants you automatic membership. And, you know, we don't ask for a whole lot of information. You don't have to bring in any qualifying documents or anything of that nature. We definitely just take you at your word, and that puts you a part of our membership. So it's actually a lot more wide-ranging than people necessarily believe. You know, and when they hear the word Navy Federal Credit Union, they automatically assume that you had to be affiliated with the Navy. And it's not that. We are open for all the veterans, military, and their families.
That is terrific. And final question I have for you, Bernard. Why did Navy Federal choose to partner up with Mount Carmel?
Absolutely. So, you know, we were looking at all the different community groups, all the different folks that, you know, are helping our veterans and helping them in any possible way they can. And so when we first started talking about a year and a half ago of potential community groups to get involved with, Mount Carmel just seemed like a perfect choice for us. We got to tour the facilities and got to talk to Liz Foster and a lot of the great folks that work over there, really got to explore what they do. And we just, when we left that meeting, we just couldn't wait to get involved with what they can offer. And we're hoping Navy Federal can help out with the financial literacy part and take a little bit of load off their back, obviously, because they do so many things over there. We just think this is a great, great partnership for us to have, and we can't wait to explore it even further.
Yeah, as I've listened to you, Bernard, it sounds like this is a good fit for Navy Federal and Mount Carmel. And of course, it's going to be a huge help for those who people, active duty, reservist, or, you know, veterans and their families that seek your services. So just wanted to say thank you for sharing what you're going to be doing and much success in the future.
Oh, 100%. A pleasure's all ours. Thank you so much for inviting me on here. And then I can't wait to get going with Mount Carmel and help out some folks.
All right. Terrific. By the way, let me just go ahead and give Mount Carmel's website again, in case you didn't get it. It's veteranscenter.org, located on the west side of Colorado Springs at 530 Communication Circle. That's off 8th Street. You are listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, and together we smile.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Well, she was with us at the beginning, and we're bringing her back for another segment. I'd like to welcome back Liz Foster, case manager with Mount Carmel's Veteran and Family Resources. Liz, because of the coronavirus, what's going on with COVID-19, you've had to move some workshops from April to July. Tell us about that.
So we're going to be starting our workshops in July, July 9th, which is a Thursday evening, and we'll be offering, so this initial series is just going to be basic concepts, some really great tools. We'll be offering two separate sessions every evening, about an hour long each, so that, you know, people can come to a workshop that will work best with their schedule. So we'll be doing four that month, one weekly. And, of course, they're free of charge for our veterans and their families. And like I said, they'll be, they'll get some really great information and some good tools, resources. They'll also be able to set up, if they want to set up a private one-on-one coaching session at a time that will also suit their schedule with one of our community partners that will be on hand during the workshops.
All right, terrific. And are the workshops that are coming up in July, is there a cost or are they free?
They are free. Yeah, absolutely. And to sign up, folks can just call our main number at Mount Carmel. And that number is 719-772-7000. And they can sign up for the workshop. We will be publishing the topics for each workshop as we get closer to July. So that all that information will come out in June, and people can start signing up for as many as they would like to attend.
And I would imagine there's limited sitting, so if folks are interested, they definitely want to jump on it right away.
Yes, that is true. There will be limited seating.
All right. Okay, Liz, much luck, and I hope you have a full house when you do those workshops. We appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate having me on.
You're very welcome. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.